So how cold was it at Dodger Stadium on Monday night?
Unreal. And windy as hell. I mean, yeah. The wind was blowing out to left. I saw the video of the foul pole. It was crazy. Yeah, only the flag was blowing, the foul pole itself
was swaying.
Yeah, it was really freaking cold. I made it... I saw him bust the game open. I was there. I left before the six.
So it doesn't have, at least I haven't experienced it at Staples or Crypto, because it's usually more of a football stadium thing, but a baseball stadium thing, when it gets really loud and you can feel it moving.
I
hate that so much. I hate it.
When you
feeling it move.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
So I think the Rose Bowl this year at the SC-UCLA game, you could feel it moving.
I'm with you on that. Absolutely.
It's not supposed to
move. Lee was with us that night. It was moving. It was swaying a little bit.
That almost kind of like it goes into your own veins. Like you feel that electricity. Oh, I'm in for that.
Well, you know what's weird is buildings, tall buildings, are built to sway.
I know they are. Mm-hmm. I understand the
engineering. Have you ever been in a tall building when an earthquake
My first
hits?
Job out of college was down here in downtown. In what I don't know what the building's called now. It was the old First Interstate building at the time.
Yes.
It was the second tallest building down there.
Right.
Right.
It's now the tallest building. They put like a stick on top of it, okay. And now
it's
amazing? The tallest. Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah. So we were on, I don't know, 60 something floor. It was way up there. And I already have a very unhealthy fear of heights. I don't like ledges. I don't like windows. Like even up here, I don't like looking out the windows. And we're on the second floor.
Yeah,
it's like
second
it's not a big
floor.
Deal.
Come on, man.
I don't like
Grow
it.
Up.
We were up there, 60th floor, and we had and it wasn't a big one.
Yeah,
but it was enough to make the building kind of swing back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's different.
That's different.
What's the difference?
Moving.
Why?
Because the stadium, we know it's not an earthquake. There's no underlying.
Yeah,
earth
but it's still
problem.
Bending concrete and steel.
If I'm on the 60th something floor and this building is just kind of waving to me, I don't need that.
You know what? There are actually wheels underneath those buildings.
I've heard that. Is that true?
Where it sort of
kind of rocks
back and forth in order to protect the building. And I used to think earthquakes, whatever. Northridge changed my view forever.
Oh, yeah.
That was unbelievably scary.
No, they're all scary.
We got an update.
Yep, little update from Dave McMenamin.
Here we go. Is they plan
Anthony
or they
Davis
not plan?
And LeBron James are both listed as?
Questionable.
Questionable.
Yes.
Tonight against the Clippers, according to the Lakers. D'Angelo Russell is listed as probable, as is Mo Bamba. LeBron, AD expected to be game time decisions against the Clippers, per the source.
Come on.
Which actually, I will tell you that.
That sounds like they're going to play.
That gives me more confidence.
Yeah,
that
actually, game time decision makes me feel like they're going to play.
First off, Bron has been questionable since he came back
every single game.
So you could expect that. The Anthony Davis piece of it, there was nothing they said yesterday that would give you just a whole amount of confidence that they are 100%. That none of them were saying, guys, it's a big game tomorrow. We're going to play in it. I think less about the Clipper game. I'm not paying as much attention to the Clipper game. We had some people saying, you got to send a message to them. They've won 10 in a row against you.
I don't care about sending a message.
I don't care either.
What message are you sending?
I just want to win so you could avoid the play-in and get a week off.
That's all. That's all. I mean, they're just another team tonight. They're just another team you got to beat.
They're just another team every night, frankly.
Frankly, they are.
There's nothing special about this. If the Lakers play for championships, they don't play to send messages.
See, I think
the
if they
Clippers.
Go 2-1 over the final three, they're going to be the six.
I don't think they're going to play tonight.
That's my theory.
I'm glad that you guys think that this means that there's a crack in the doorway for them to end up playing tonight. But let's just go back, whatever it was, 10 days ago, give or take, when they didn't play Anthony Davis against the Rockets on the second.
That
end of
was
back
the
back.
Worst of
and
the year.
But I think it indicates that this is how they're doing it, right? That we are not going to play him. He's played in back-to-backs once all season long. Mm-hmm. It's way back in November. That this is how they've decided they're going to manage his health. And there's stakes tonight, just like there were stakes a week or so ago.
Sure.
That I think that this is how they roll, and maybe they don't go. Because if they're going to go, they'd play.
I think they play.
Why not say
play? Questionable. I mean, keep them guessing.
They're going to go through, and I think they're going to go through their routine anyways. Maybe if there's anything that makes them think that, you know what, they're not going to go simply because LeBron gave it a go, and it's a little bit too sore. I think it gives you an out. Right? I think it gives you an out if something were to happen between now and by the time they warm up.
But I'm going to joke. The Andy joke is I have a sense they're going to play. It's not based on anything. It's just a sense. Like, I like when people say, I have a sense for something. Because when you say, I have a sense. No, actually, I am being told. That's what, if you have a source. Mm. If you actually have no source whatsoever.
What if I don't want to give my source credit?
I have a sense.
They win tonight. Are they locked in out of the play-in? If they win tonight,
they're fifth.
For good, regardless of what happens the last
two?
They have to
win out. If they win out, they're fifth.
Okay.
To answer your question.
But tonight does not. If they lose tonight, are they locked out of fifth? Can they not get to fifth or sixth? I don't think so.
You can
if they
get
lose
to sixth.
Tonight,
that's why this does
if
not
If they lose
feel,
tonight, they can't. I don't think they could get to fifth because Clippers then have two games.
But they can still get to
sixth.
One game
and the tiebreaker. You can still get to sixth because the Warriors, they have the tiebreaker over
six
the Warriors.
Six is better than five. Right.
Six is better than five.
Six is better than five.
But you don't agree. Play the.
You don't
the
play
let's
the.
Try to get this.
Couldn't
seed
agree
versus
more.
This seed game.
But this is my. This is why I keep coming back to the other thing. If they still have a chance at six, even if they lose tonight, and six is better than five, and even being overly cautious could mean that they're better when you get to Utah and Phoenix to end the line.
Right.
Then why isn't tonight the night you kind of catch your breath?
Here's what my concern is. Phoenix. I assume Durant is going to play in that game because they're trying to meld it together and make it work.
They might not have to unless it's for that reason.
For that reason,
but I don't think the standings are going to change whether they play on.
So maybe they sit KD and that's an easier. I think 2-1 they're the 6, 3-0 they're the 5.
So if you go, just so you know, so if they go 2-1, it means you need help. Because that means the Warriors need to lose a game.
You need help to get to the
to get
six?
To six.
Okay.
Means the Warriors still need to lose a game.
Maybe John will tell us. John, did you see
that
the Lakers have Anthony Davis and LeBron listed as questionable for tonight?
This was a very hot topic of conversation on the plane and a huge dispute between Michael Thompson and myself.
Okay. Yeah.
Michael says 100% they are both playing.
Yeah!
I say 50% they don't.
They got to play. Gotta play.
I think they play. You don't think they do either. Wow.
This is now you say, hey, medical staff, go pound sand. We got a chance to lock up a spot in the playoff. Let's
win.
A
chance to rest for a week.
Yeah.
That's really what you're looking for, right? You avoid the play and you sit for 6 days.
John, I'm kind of where you are. I don't think that they do tonight because their health is more important than time and all these other things. Why do you think that there's at least a 50% chance that they don't?
There's only one thing that matters, and Mason and Michael have fallen into the trap. There's only one thing that matters. Nothing else matters.
Health.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Anthony Davis played 42 minutes last night.
Yeah.
Has not played in a back-to-back since he hurt his foot. To me, it's a no-brainer.
Got to play.
That attitude right there, if he goes down, that's it. You're
done. If he goes down, but you can get hurt in any play, in any game, if he goes down.
But if he got hurt tonight, Mace, and you're right? Like, just if you get hurt getting out of bed, right? It could happen at any time, at any point. If he got hurt tonight, it would be like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Because it would be the back-to-back story.
I'd rather be in the playoff than the play-in.
But if you don't have him, regardless where you're done, you're quick out.
It's over.
If they say, I think we're kind of arguing something different. If the medical staff says, guys, we don't want you to play tonight. AD, we're telling you, do not play tonight because you played 42 yesterday. I think that's a different conversation. If nobody's telling them from a medical staff, look, you're fine. You're cleared. If you want to go tonight, you can. If you want to take it off because you haven't played in back-to-back, I think that's a different conversation.
WWKD, what would Kobe do? What would Kobe do?
Yeah,
he'd drag his ass out there. He'd play no matter what.
Right.
Anthony Davis is not Kobe Bryant.
Right. No one is.
Yeah, but that attitude is totally – you can have that attitude.
I've always had a trouble with that one because to say – be like the reason he was Kobe is because he was like that. And those guys, they're once in a generation, if that.
But
they
if
don't
there's a night
like
to push
that.
It, why not tonight? Tonight is the night.
Let me flip that on you. Why tonight?
Better to be in the play off than the play in.
All right,
they got a chance to.
If they win tonight, they're
to be the
five.
Right.
So then they open the playoffs against the one
team. Are you
going
to play that game?
No, I'm just saying. What is the reward for winning tonight?
Well, there's no guarantee they're going to be the five. They still may lose.
No, if they win tonight, they're the five.
Then they would have to win the last two.
Well, right. And then I think
they may see KD on Friday.
Yeah, but Phoenix. Now, think about this, guys. Phoenix has a chance to pick their opponent. And I don't think Phoenix wants to play the Lakers.
That's a dangerous game.
So I think... Phoenix beats the Lakers on Friday if they want to play the Clippers.
So I want to put a pin in that, John, because you said something that Slee and I were talking about, and I asked Taylor this because he's a Sacramento Kings fan, and he's kind of outside the Laker bubble, right? When you look at the Lakers and you look at the other seven playoff teams, whoever they might be, there's no matchup you look at and go, oh, man, the Lakers are in trouble right there. You feel like they got a chance against the other seven teams.
I would pick them against every team but Phoenix. Okay. Phoenix is a coin flip.
Okay, so Phoenix is a coin flip.
By the way, they are fully confident they can beat anybody.
Put it the other way. Are the other seven teams looking at the Lakers going, man, I don't need that?
Oh,
Or are they looking at
the Lakers have officially become the team nobody wants to play.
Including Phoenix. I don't think Phoenix wants to play
because
the Lakers.
They're playing really well, because of the experience, all of the above, because for a long their health is still very tenuous, right? That's the thing. To play a bunch of games in a short period of time, even if there are no back-to-backs, that seems to be something that would be disadvantageous to the Lakers. Do they look at them as, I don't need LeBron and AD in my life, full stop?
If you put all those teams on lie detectors and you said, who's the team you don't want to play? I think they all say the Lakers. Because LeBron and AD healthy is trouble. I mean, it just is. They were up 2-1 on Phoenix when AD got hurt the year after they won the title in the bubble. AD gets hurt, goes down the drain. And then last year they were both hurt. Right now, they're both healthy. If they're both healthy, who's picking against them? I would pick them if they were the 8 and Denver was the 1, I would take the Lakers.
They even beat Denver before they made all
these trades. They beat them twice.
Before they got good.
Yeah.
When they were still struggling.
And AD is a great matchup for Jokic. So the only thing that matters is getting those guys to the postseason healthy.
Phoenix doesn't give a damn.
I don't.
You're going to have to face them anytime, right?
Yeah, so. I don't think the Lakers care who they play.
But I'd rather
I'd
rather catch them
early.
Sooner than later?
No, I'd rather wait until the Western Conference Finals.
Well, it's good.
I'd rather be on the other side of the bracket and see them in the Western Conference Finals.
Why?
Because they are the toughest out.
Right.
Because that's the, I mean,
you're arguing against yourself. Because if they win tonight, then their playoff opponent would be Phoenix.
No, because they still may lose Friday to Phoenix.
Right.
And they could win, if they, and by the way, Utah pushing them the limit last night. That game was much closer than it should have been. Utah wasn't playing anybody, for God's sake. At the last game of the year, who the hell knows?
That could be a dance, that last game of the year. Because the ideal position, if you could pick your spot, you want to be the 6.
Six. Right.
And so if the Lakers are in the 5 on Sunday, everybody publicly will say, we're trying to win every game.
Of course.
Yeah. What does it say if you're trying to win every game and, like, Utah last night sits Lowry Markkanen, Jordan Clarkson, Rudy Gay,
although
Kessler.
It is super tricky on the last game of the year because everybody plays at exactly the same time, right?
Right.
So you're not going to be able to scoreboard watch and say, oh, they won, they lost.
No, but if you just run out a lineup that virtually gives you no chance from the jump.
Now, let's say the Lakers win tonight, and they're temporarily though to the 5, and Phoenix is the 4, and they play on Friday night. See, I think then Phoenix plays everybody. They play Durant, they play Booker, they play Chris Paul. Because they
want to beat the Lakers and knock them down to the 6.
And send them to the 6.
Yeah.
Which, and the Lakers would probably
as a Laker
also
fan,
they
want
that
too, I'm right. totally cool with that.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with that too. If that's the way they want to roll, cool.
So the reason I say, you go to AD and LeBron and say, look, I'll give you guys a little background. We got in. We walked off the plane. When I got in my car, it was 2:10.
Okay.
By the time I got home, unpacked everything, my head hit the pillow at like 3:15, and I'm not playing. They are, and AD played 42 minutes.
Side question, did you take the 20 milligrams of THC?
No, because I had to get 20. Up and take my car in, so right. I did 10.
You did 10?
Yeah.
20? That's aggressive.
This 20, is what
no,
I'm
no.
saying.
Well, 20 is, knocks tw- out. If I don't have to get up the next morning, I take 20.
20 will knock out a steer.
Yeah,
seriously.
I've made the mistake of doing 20 before, and
20's hard. But I mean, that's
Will Ferrell darting the neck.
That tells you how hard it is for John to go to sleep.
Yeah, so I sleep. If I take nothing, I sleep for 3 hours. If I take 10, I sleep for 5 to 6. If I take 20, I sleep for 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
I've been like tomorrow morning, I'm playing golf, so I won't take 20. I take 20 probably twice a week.
If I took 20, I'd wake up Sunday.
Yeah, how great would that
seriously.
Be?
It'd be awesome.
It's a lot.
No, you'd miss the weekend.
Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason in Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah! Ah! Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You don't have a good afternoon in you?
Oh, good afternoon. I have a short in my headset that I need to fix, but we'll try that.
All right. So, big day. Nice to have you back. How was the road?
John.
What was the road trip like?
The road was, 4-0.
Yeah,
all right, so a little bit of Laker history for you here. Yeah. If the Lakers win tonight, it would be the first 5-0 road trip. Because technically they're the road team tonight.
Right.
Since 2009, and that was the trip where Kobe broke the scoring record in Madison Square Garden, 61 points. Melo later eclipsed it, but at the time, Kobe had the record, and they went 5-0, and you remember how that season ended? Title.
Wow.
That was 2009. That's right.
The first title, the Orlando title.
2009-2010, exactly.
And so I haven't felt this good about the Lakers since the night they won the title in the bubble. They are playing that good, which is why I am opposite of you on this thing tonight. I do not want AD or LeBron to play unless they are 100%. If they are 100%, let them go. They're not sore. They don't have any hangover from last night. They say, I'm good to go, play them. If they say, yeah, I'm a little exhausted.
Well, look, if it's up to them and they say no, that's one thing. If it's the medical staff, I say medical staff, get the F out of the way because I want to play. If it's them, if Anthony Davis says, I'm sorry.
This is a dance that you know will never get the truth about.
Correct.
No matter what, if they don't play tonight, the medical staff will say it was us.
Wait a second. So you don't want, if LeBron and AD both play and they win, let's just say they win.
Okay.
They control their destiny to being out of the play-in.
Correct.
They're in the playoffs.
Correct.
Wouldn't you want that?
Greg, I now think it does not matter who they play. I think they're going to win in the first round.
No matter what.
No matter what.
You know what?
You don't want to have that extra game if they're tired and sore.
You know the mythical money bet I made.
Which is?
$25,000 mythical dollars, they get out of the first round.
You're five to one.
At 5-1.
So you would win 120?
Yeah, I bet it weeks ago.
Okay, good. I think you're going
to
win that.
5-1?
I think you're going to win that bet.
Yeah.
I can't bet on basketball mythical money, but that's a good bet.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
But I have no, if they announced, they sent out an update that I sent to Sliwa about 10 minutes ago that they're both questionable, which means I think they're both going to warm up and see how they feel.
Yeah.
But if they announce that they're both out, I don't care.
You think they will actually dress and warm up?
Because if they dress and warm up, I'm
going to assume they go.
Well, one thing that was significant in that injury update I sent to Sliwa, Mo Bamba has been upgraded from questionable to probable.
Mo.
I was just going to go to that.
So that to me is Anthony Davis insurance.
Yes.
That's Mo's going to play.
At least they've got a big.
Yeah. Who can kind of go down there and wrestle with Zubats, who tends to play well against the Lakers. But
so if I'm not mistaken, I was watching the Dodgers on Saturday, Trace's big night.
The three-homer night.
And I texted him after each one of those home runs. You guys were actually at dinner while it was going on,
We were at Mastro's, We had a big team dinner there, and we had the game was, as a matter of fact, there's a clip running around somewhere.
I saw a clip go by,
Andy is Michael's younger brother, who's Trace's uncle.
Yep.
So Andy and Michael were sitting next to each other when he hit the grand slam, and Michael had it on his phone.
Mm.
And then I got an update about an hour later from Michael. He just hit another one.
Yep.
And then he said,
one more.
He sent me another one. He goes, he just hit another one. And I just thought it was the same. He made a mistake and sent the same text twice.
Yep.
And then like an hour later, I found out
or Plunkett tweeted, yeah, like how many feet of home runs,
yeah,
he hit.
Grand slam, 3-run homer, 2-run homer. He's off to a very good start. Dodgers off to a very good start.
Yeah, they're good now. But the interesting thing is, I thought after the 3-homer game that Trace would slide right back into the starting lineup, but he hasn't.
Well, it's because they're loaded with outfielders.
Yeah. He did play the next night. He did start the next night.
He did. I think he went one for four with a couple of strikeouts.
By the way, he hit his first at-bat the next night. He hit to the warning track.
Yeah.
So he almost hit 4-0.
So he was in a groove. But, I mean, they've got so many outfielders. And, you know, I said, and you can take this to the bank, I said Jason Hayward can't hit anymore. Bergman, am I right or am I wrong?
Well, back-to-back games with home runs would say otherwise.
Good for him.
Is not going to.
Sometimes all you need is a fresh start.
But they got Hayward, they got Peralta, they got
Altman. Yeah, the Dodgers are kind of land of fresh starts. Like, the best example of that is Max Muncy.
Sure.
He was, like, out of baseball.
Chris Taylor, another one.
Yeah. Yeah. So both those guys were, like, on the scrap heap.
Yeah, what they call 4A guys.
Yeah, and Andrew Friedman went, you know, there's something about those guys that I think if we get them here, they might hit, and both of them did.
We went out to Dodger Stadium on Monday night, and it was cold as hell.
And I got a tweet from somebody that says it's as bad as it's ever been getting out of there. Is that true?
Oh, I left in the fifth. So
of course you did.
It was so freaking cold. I mean, I'm going to be honest here. Left in the fifth, I got a bobblehead for Jorge on my way out the door. But I think we both, is it fair to say we both left a little early?
I did leave a little bit early also. Yeah, it was freezing
it was
and the wind
so
was out of control.
It was so windy.
I had two sweatshirts on.
Can I say something?
Waving.
Yeah.
I'm proud of both of you.
Yeah.
There is no reason to sit there and be miserable.
Yeah.
I know that you guys probably thought I was going to give you a hard time for leaving early. It's the opposite. If it's that cold, hell no.
Yeah.
If you're not in a suite, head to the parking lot, watch the rest of the game on TV.
Now, what was cool is they've got the brand new LED light show.
Yeah, it doesn't work great on TV, but I hear in the stadium it's kind of nice.
They dim the big lights, the big stanchion lights, and then they have so many different colors going on
at the same
time.
On TV, it looks like somebody turned the lights off.
They've added video boards in the left field and the right field wall, which is really, really cool. And the games, as you know, are absolutely flying. What was game time last night? 2 hours and...
So, it was like 15, 20. Yeah. I don't know the exact number. But you know that Sandy Alcantara had a complete game shutout last night?
Did
and it was
really?
1 hour, 57 minutes.
That's so awesome. That's
1:57 complete game shutout.
Dan Orlovsky said on Get Up the other day that he has triplet boys.
Yep.
His three boys are about like 10. That he said they've never watched a full baseball game, and this year they've already watched three.
Mm.
Because it's so... It moves so much better, and there's so these rule changes they absolutely nailed.
Absolutely,
they're great.
By the way, the other Sandy Alcantara is like the only guy that throws complete games anymore. That guy is a
complete
horse.
Game, Sandy.
Yeah, he is not afraid to do that. All right, coming up next for you, John. There's a brand new sport, and it's starting to hit big. Do you know what it is?
No,
I will tell you next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is. Yesterday was National Movie Score Day.
Really?
This is one of the all-time great. I could not get Morales to go on it. He was live imaging Tuesday, and he wanted to play bluegrass for the last 2 weeks. It's been bluegrass for some random reason that I don't understand. But today, this is one of the great film scores. Nino Rota is his name.
The guy who did The Godfather?
Godfather's.
Yeah, it's weird that I've never heard that name before.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit, Nino Rota.
So I'm trying to think of other movies where you completely remember the score.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold that because there's going to be some more.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we've got
I just thought of another
up.
One.
I made a good list.
Okay. So I'll be surprised if this one isn't on it.
All right, so we're doing Lie of the Day today, Ireland, and it is your lie.
Okay.
It is a 4-pack of tickets to go to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is next Friday. It is a spectacular event to be at.
Yeah, you were in the celebrity race when they called you the human pylon.
The human pylon, that's right.
Because you were the slowest guy
and
out there.
And I still beat Willie Gault and Omar Epps.
Well, they wrecked.
Does that not put me ahead of them in the
standings?
Yeah,
but they were going fast.
Didn't.
You were like with your flashing hazards on in the back, losing to Donna Feldman.
You know what? I did have my hazards on. It is Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party, and we are giving away a 4-pack of tickets if you can identify John Ireland's lie. What's funny is on Monday, I think, my lie was that me and Bergman, I was going to try to get us into the new speakeasy at Dodger Stadium. It's called Trixie.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
There is a speakeasy in the Mets ballpark.
I saw that at the Mets
ballpark. Year.
That's where I got the idea. Yeah. But walking around, we did a loop around the stadium, and multiple people said, hey, you're going to Trixie? It's funny the stuff that sticks yep. with people. So, John, pickleball has turned into a thing. A real
Did
thing.
Did you see the grudge match over the weekend with McEnroe and Chang and Agassi and Roddick?
It beat NBA games. It beat, obviously, all the junior football games.
Yeah.
It beat Major League Baseball. It beat hockey. It beat everything. It was one of the biggest sporting events of the spring so far. It beat 79 other sports telecasts, particularly in the 18 to 49 demo. So it's skewing young.
Lisa watched it.
Did she?
Yeah, because she plays pickle and she likes McEnroe. So I think a lot of people checked it out.
I'm dying to, Bergman.
You're supposed to play on Wednesdays.
You're not a West Side guy, though.
I am not a West Side guy. So I will do it on Wednesdays for you.
Okay, you'll
Where's the court?
It's Memorial Park in Santa Monica. It's
not tonight.
14th and Wilshire. 14th and Olympic.
Greg, are you going to the game? Well, it's harder for you to get in. It's a Clipper
So I'm not going
game.
Tonight. Yeah. No. I would have, but not for a Clipper home game.
Okay, so Bergman's got this stat that he...
I love it so
every
much.
Every day this week, he has said this stat and says, we've got to get it on the air. So
I do not say that. I say it to you, and then I laugh.
No, you say it every day.
What's the stat?
You want it on the air.
We've talked about it before. There's only one team in the Western Conference that has a winning road record.
If the Lakers, Sacramento, right?
Sacramento, correct, yeah. Which is very strange. But if the Lakers win tonight and beat the Clippers, since it's a road game, they will be the second team with a winning road record in all of the Western Conference.
Not to burst your bubble, but the Clippers kind of own the Lakers in the regular season.
I know that, but I just want
to
talk about the stats.
Last 41 games?
Yeah.
7-34 against the Clips.
You know why that is? Because they care and we don't care as much.
Well, you know what it made me think of is the Niners own the Rams in the regular season. But yeah. When it mattered.
We own them in the playoffs.
When it mattered, the Rams came up big. Now, they did get an absolute gift from that defensive back.
Everybody gets a gift to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that was. That was right up there with the put them on a Waffle House flying fan. The two Super Bowls the Rams have been to in the last 5-6 years, they got huge gifts in both of them.
Now, couldn't you say that about any team that's gone to the Super Bowl? Isn't there a gift in any team going to the Super Bowl?
But that direct, game on the line. Down three, Stafford throws one up for grabs. It's going right. It's a ball you or I would have caught, and that Jaquisti Tart just flat dropped it. And then in the New Orleans game, New Orleans going down to get the go-ahead touchdown, and they lay him out on the Waffle House frying pan, no flag, Rams win.
Yep.
So you do need luck. You need luck.
Well,
by the way,
even this last time, the Stafford to Cooper Kupp, the for the love of the game pass at the end of the Tampa game was the same thing. I mean, there is an element of luck going to the Super Bowl.
But those
obviously
were...
Obviously, I smacked his ass. You feel me? Put that boy on a Waffle House frying pan.
Got it.
Maybe my favorite social media post of all time, that's Nickell Robey-Coleman, the guy who laid him out, went home. I think he was celebrating a little.
Yeah.
And said,
"Went on
everyone's
Instagram
asking
live.
Me about the call.
Yep.
And play it again, Jorge. He
obviously, I smacked his ass. You feel me? Put that boy on a Waffle House frying pan.
Such a great line.
I thought that alone should have kept him in a Rams uniform forever. But the next year he was gone.
Yeah, it ranks right up there with...
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
Awesome. It's my favorite one you've ever done.
So, here's the funny thing.
It was so good, John. It was perfect.
I wrote it down because, Mace, you had it in a promo. Like it was, Ireland's back tomorrow. Let's see if he gets Kaplan's drop in. So, and it played a couple times during the game. So I wrote it down on my spotting board and I said, all right, I got to do it after a dunk or I got to do it after
It has to be the right spot.
A long run. And then they're up 10 with a minute and 30 to go. I'm thinking, okay, I haven't gotten it in yet. As soon as I feel like the game's in the refrigerator, I'm doing it. And then Utah rattles off 10 straight points.
Yep.
And the game goes overtime, and I kind of forgot about it. And then at the end, the game was so close.
It fit even better at the end.
I got lucky because I thought, if they win it,
Yes.
Hold it on here. That is a great time to use it. And it just played out perfect because it was literally the last play of the game.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Where I dropped it in.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm bummed out Cappy's not here today.
Oh, Cappy's not in?
No, he's out for the rest of the week.
Yeah, so
he's in Mammoth.
I'm sure he would have loved it.
Yeah, no, he's totally. I mean, when Cappy originally said it,
what a fortunate moment we find ourselves
it's
in.
It's so overly dramatic,
right?
Because he was.
But when I dropped it, it kind of fit.
Oh, it totally.
What
fit.
A fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
It's my favorite one you've ever done. It is so good.
All right, well, it looks like we're going to have postseason,
so yes. We
can come up with some more.
Exactly. You know, you got to give a lot of credit, a ton of credit, and he's had his detractors, many over the years, and at times I've detracted. Rob Pelinka.
Okay, I was texting with somebody last night about this.
Yes.
And said, why isn't Rob getting more credit for what he pulled off at the trade deadline?
Yes.
And I said, it's a great question. I'm not sure, but my theory is, and I'm curious if you agree with it, is the reason that he's not getting tons of credit for it
right. Is
that he dug the hole that he had to dig himself out of.
Yeah, that's fair. In other words, he put together a crap roster and then revolutionized it.
But in his defense, and I'm curious what you guys think, Did Rob go hard after Russell Westbrook, or did LeBron and AD come to him and go, we want Russ, make it happen?
Oh, that was LeBron. That was LeBron.
I think that both those things are possible, yeah. But I think the latter is more likely.
But these
So
moves-
I'm not sure Rob should have gotten most of the blame for that first move. But what he's proven, again, is that if you have a distressed roster,
yeah.
If you have bad, untradeable contracts,
yep.
He's kind of the fixer.
Yeah.
When they first gave him the job, everybody said, well, you're never going to get out of the Timofey Mozgov, Lowell Deng contracts because they're untradeable.
Yeah.
He got out of both of them.
Right.
And 2 years later, they won a title. If they were to win it this year with this kind of mid-season save at the trade deadline, Rob should be the executive of the year, but he won't get it.
He won't be because he's an agent.
And he was an agent and all the other people.
Pissed everybody off.
Right.
Yeah.
But he should get it.
He should be executive.
He should have won it in 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
When his best friend and the leader of the team tragically died in a helicopter crash.
Right.
And he somehow kept the train on the track and they won the whole thing.
Yeah.
If he wasn't going to win it that year, that just shows that people are jealous and don't respect it.
Now, do you think Rob would now consider coming onto the show after the season?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. See that?
He doesn't do a lot of media. I think his default answer is no.
But this is like a victory tour if they make the playoffs.
Will you ask him? Yes.
I will work on him.
Yeah, work on him.
But will you ask him the question of, are you going to trade away all these guys for Kyrie?
No, because it's not appropriate right
now.
Well,
and plus, I don't...
Well,
it's
he
not
can't,
an appropriate
kind of what we know. I think we have to wait to give him
talk about players and other teams.
Right.
Well, we should...
That's tampering.
After the season,
yeah.
Kyrie will be a free agent.
Yeah, but you can't ask about a player on an...
He's not on another team.
And by the way, I think this is part of why Rob doesn't do a lot of media, is why tip his hand in any way,
right. Shape,
or form. You know, it's better if nobody knows what you're doing.
Would it not be against the rules for him to discuss Kyrie now? It would
be
completely
But Greg's point is when the season ends, I think it's July 1.
Oh,
he
it might be July
1.
You might be right, yeah.
So, and Rob never talks about players on other teams anyway. But
did you hear who almost came on the show this last week? You might have heard.
Oh, he didn't come? No, you texted it to me that Jason Momoa was coming on. What happened?
Bergman.
I was out sick. It was not me. Don't blame me for this one.
You know, actually, I have a question for you, Greg.
Okay.
All right. So you produce our show.
Yeah. I do.
But I think most people know you are the assistant program director
Correct.
Here. So you have some oversight over all the shows.
Yes.
Some. Yeah.
So Travis and Sliwa, I was listening to them all morning, stuck in my car on the freeway, take tons of calls.
Yeah.
Sedano and Cap. Tons of calls.
Tons of calls. Tons of guests.
Yet you won't let us take any calls or have any guests. What the hell?
We've Fidel, had this conversation.
Tim Bontemps, Dave McMahon.
Okay,
like
you
regulars.
Don't want any of that. So, but either way, you can laugh. People on YouTube can see you laughing at that.
Right.
But either way, I've never told you no calls.
Yeah, no. He's
okay. Anytime you've ever said,
let's
do you want
calls?
But it has to be for the right reasons, okay. And you have to have a reason for it. That's all.
Should AD and LeBron play tonight no matter what?
Yeah, that's
sure.
It. Well, we can. Don't we have Wheel of Questions coming up
yeah,
next?
Yeah,
exactly. And then that happens, and we don't take the call, and
what
you don't go back
What time is
back
Anita coming on?
215.
All right, I have a good sleeper pick for the Masters.
Okay, so here's what I suggest we do. We're going a little bit late. I'm sorry. So what
we
I
go to 42, Mace.
I don't need your clock.
No
advice.
One cares the about the clock except you.
Advice. I don't need it. Okay.
And Amanda says the only one we really have to worry about is the one at the
right,
top.
So let's just go to the top.
No,
so,
well, we have we're not going we to still top. Have to take a break, but it doesn't matter when we
listen,
take.
Listen to Bergman. Listen to Bergman try to run things.
I'm a general. We.
Yeah. Is this what we're doing today? Okay, great. Good to know.
So, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, wait, by the way, in the open, Morales said you've been bagging on me the whole time I've been gone. What are you so bagging on me about?
Are you bagging that's on not true. Ireland the entire
not that
time
Chris would
gone.
Ever try and stir up
he
trouble.
He would never try and stir up yeah. stuff.
Why but did you bag
we,
on
we
so
actually,
much?
Well, why don't you answer that
hold
question,
hold on, you've
Mason?
Been backing out this whole time. You wanted to have a chat fight, and then you said, no, Greg, you should have it for me.
Right. I don't want to have a chat fight. Let Greg have a chat fight.
What's a chat fight?
He wanted to go on the YouTube and read the chat.
Chat fight.
And start going at people, like back and forth, kind of fighting with people.
Chat fight.
But he backed out of it and made Greg. Do it.
No, I said yeah, Greg, Greg is the one thank to have you, a chat fight.
But no, Greg's not the one to have a chat fight because Greg is more civil than either one of us.
Chat fight.
Right, but he's the
Greg,
one starting
Greg
this whole
will
thing.
Say, like the other day, somebody was getting on it. We were having a discussion about Anthony Davis, and the guy said, I can't believe you guys are talking about trading Anthony Davis. And Greg immediately responded with, no one is talking about trading Anthony Davis. Totally not true. Mason's talking about trading Anthony Davis for 2 years.
But we're in the moment right now. You can talk about what was 2 years ago. And you, by
no,
the way,
2 months ago, you thought we should trade him when he got hurt.
You can talk about pre-deadline because that was a terrible team.
Right. That was 2 months ago.
Right. But that was a bad team. Yeah. That was a bad team. Rob found a way to fix it.
Right.
But I still think
chat fight.
You should have a chat fight today.
Why are you trying to get me to have the chat fight? Why
don't
you?
Feel
oh,
like
I'll do it.
You should do
you
it.
You want to do it?
Yeah, just show me how to do it.
Okay, we'll
fight,
put you on the
I'll
YouTube.
Fight with these idiots.
Chat fight.
YouTube.com/ESPNLA. Okay. John Ireland's going to fight with you.
Yeah, chat fight. Chat fight.
Chat right. fight.
We're going to spin the wheel of questions coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This is a good one.
Hang on a second. I just want to point out the score. Do you know the score?
Of what?
That we're playing right now? Film oh, score?
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yes. Ennio Morricone.
Yeah, very
yeah, that's
good.
That's a good one. It's yeah. a really good one. National Film Score Day yesterday.
All right, so I'm 2 for 2. I'll be very proud if I get any more of these.
Yes.
All right. Would you rather have a shoe named after you,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the Kobe or
like
the
Air
LeBron,
Jordan.
Like Air Jordan.
Yep.
The movie Air is very popular
yep.
right now.
I wanted to see that.
Would you rather have a shoe named after you
mm-hmm.
or an award named after you?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bill Russell
MVP
Finals MVP
award. Or the Irving Thalberg Award, or
right.
whatever that is.
Right.
Or
so
one of those.
Bergman, would you rather have a Oscar. Shoe or an award?
I want a shoe. Because they can't take that away from you. An award, they can change the name of it whenever they feel like it. They
well, let's say they don't change the name of the
ever.
Shoe or the award. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, they both exist in perpetuity. What would you rather have?
I don't think anybody would buy the shoe, so I want the award.
Yeah.
Okay, Jorge, how about you?
Yeah, I want the shoe. I'm with Bergman on this one. I want the
wait,
shoe.
Wait, he picked the
I
award.
Switched.
Oh, no,
switched.
I want the shoe.
Yeah.
I want the shoe.
Mace,
I want the, there's
know,
a lot of shoe heads.
The Venice May shoe, be like Mace. That's what I say.
Okay, you guys
I'm known for my...
No, you guys are missing the point. Greg
okay.
has the right answer.
Really?
You want the award because shoe has a shelf life. Like Gary Payton had his own shoe.
Jordan still has a shoe.
Jordan's the one exception.
Oh, I Stephon see.
Stephon Marbury had his own shoe.
You're
correct.
Right. The award lasts forever.
Yeah, the award goes on. Now, you know what I really want named after me?
Mm.
Like if I could have anything named after me. Like
the Bob Miller Award?
Like, well, this is a good question to ask Michael. Michael's walking in. And by the way, Michael was, do you know this? I don't know if this is in the movie. You've seen Air, right?
Yes.
Does Michael's name come up in the movie?
No. What?
Because Michael was one of the original flight squad guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to let Michael tell
they
the story.
They kind of don't get
because,
that far.
Because
no
he'll tell it better than me. But when Jordan came into the draft in 1984,
I hate that
Nike
guy.
Had, Michael, how many of you guys were there?
I don't talk about I hate that freaking Michael Jordan.
All right, so, but no, how many guys
I'm
were on
sure
the flight?
Would have nice
50,
to
about 50
about
of us.
Okay, and there were all these posters. They have one of Michael with like mm-hmm. a Bahamian theme, but they all
nice.
They all had like flight suits on.
Right.
And it was
that
like
was the Air Force One, the original.
Yeah, and then they basically, well, Utah, they got rid of all, they fired all of you and gave
yeah.
all the money to Jordan. Is that
had
right?
About 35 of us under contract with Nike. I was making about $50,000 a year. Now you got to remember, this is 1984.
Right.
Yeah, this was a lot of money, 82, 83, 84 back then. Like 50,000 is a lot of money now.
Hey,
right?
It's a lot of money now.
I know. Yeah. What is elitist, right? Yeah. What a 1%er to say something like that.
Yeah.
So I'll make 50,000 a year from Nike. All the equipment I want, clothes, shoes, unlimited supply, whatever I wanted for my family members. They treated us like kings. They took us on trips around the world, first class, wives, girlfriends, whatever, for two, Hawaii, Rome, Paris.
Who are some of the other people on the flight squad?
Artis Gilmore, George Gervin, who they kept under contract, Maurice Lucas, Bernard King. I can go all down the list.
And so what happened? Did Sonny Vaccaro swoop in, make the deal with Jordan, and you were all out?
So Jordan was coming out of college, and Nike recognized that. Before everybody else did, hey, this kid's kind of special. This kid's kind of different. Let's maybe put all of our attention and resources into him.
Yeah.
We'll keep a couple of guys like the Iceman, people like that who was George the Hall of Famer. So they kept Moses Malone, they kept around, of course. But for the rest of us fringe guys who were making $50,000 a year, like 30, 40 of us, they decided, we let those guys, nobody cares about Michael Thompson, let him go. So let's go bet on the other Michael.
Right. And that's basically where air starts.
It's where air starts.
Yeah, so
exactly.
They cut us and they went after Jordan and put all their resources and attention into him. And did that work out okay for him?
Oh, it seems to. Now, Jordan does, you see the back of Jordan's head at one
point.
Yeah, you see the back of his head at one point. But it's really Viola Davis. His mom, who the movie makes
the deal.
All
right, so Michael, Wheel of Questions today was, would you rather have a shoe named after you or an award?
You mean like the NBA awards?
Yeah, like the Bill Russell Finals MVP award, like Michael Thompson Sixth Man of the Year award.
Or for you, like an orthopedic shoe.
Well, what did he just say? Are you an ageist?
Orthopedic shoe.
No, someday. Just when it comes to you, he's an ageist.
Do you want to be 68 years of age someday?
Someday.
Are you going to be old too?
You have to admit, man, he looks great for
68. You look
68.
Great for 68.
Yo, sure, don't butter me up now.
No, you do.
At 68,
if I look like
you look
at 68, I'll be very happy.
Got rid of the limp and everything.
But, no, I'd rather have a shoe, signature shoe like Clay. Clay's got a signature shoe with the Anta. And so, hopefully he'll have a lifetime deal with that.
All right. So I was telling the folks driving in, Michael, I don't know if you were listening, that you and I have an honest disagreement about tonight.
Yes, give me my dollar.
I think there is a 50% chance LeBron and AD sit tonight.
Why?
Because they're playing so well, they don't want to risk injury for any reason. I don't think they're scared of anybody.
Yeah, Michael,
you think the opposite.
Please.
Tell me why you think I'm wrong.
You can't play scared.
Exactly.
You can't be, ooh, we don't want to win tonight because we want to avoid that team.
No,
I'm not trying to avoid anybody.
No, my point is, I'll play anybody, but I want
scared.
LeBron and AD.
They could get hurt the next game.
Right.
What's the point
of
that?
You get hurt in any game.
You get hurt any time.
Michael.
Come on, Ireland. You can't play scared like that. What
Michael,
tell you what,
put why
bubble wrap tonight then? Huh?
Okay.
How about that?
All right. What? Why didn't Clay play last night?
He had a sore back.
All right. So what?
These guys ain't hurt.
What are you talking about? AD went 42 minutes last night. They're all hurt this time of year.
42 minutes?
If
how did
Clay
he survive?
Can sit, why can't AD sit?
Because Clay had a legitimate sore back. He couldn't play. AD ain't hurt.
If Clay...
He played 42 minutes. He's fine.
How can he get out of bed this morning, the poor guy?
Yeah, the medical staff is going to go to him and they're going to say...
You talk about you were tired? Yes, I was. We're not superhuman like those guys.
Well,
we're also
not as young as they
exactly.
are.
Exactly. So we're tired. They ain't tired. They're superhuman.
Let me say this.
Oh, come on.
I hope you're right.
Guys.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
Mikal Bridges plays every game. How come he doesn't?
Because he's AC Green.
You talk about nobody has Kobe Bryant's mentality. You know who has Kobe Bryant's mentality? Anthony Edwards. He says, I want to play every game. I like that kid
up
in Minnesota.
He hasn't played every
game
this year.
He does play. He doesn't sit out. He doesn't take load management.
Well, he does do load management, but he's missed games this year.
Kobe's
he sprained an
hurt.
Ankle 3 weeks
well,
ago.
Kobe's missed games because of injury. I'm talking about his mentality is, if I'm healthy, I'm playing.
Yes.
How come everybody don't think that way?
Now, it's
I wish
interesting.
They did.
You know, they just made this alteration in the collective bargaining
Hold on.
Agreement. Yeah.
Pepe Mantilla has weighed in.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
The Frankenstein shoe in honor of Michael Thompson.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
What is wrong with my Hokas? These are comfortable.
No, by the way, I'm wearing Hokas too now.
Oh, my God.
Hokas are actually really good. That's like, is that the new big thing?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a big thing, but they're really comfortable.
Oh,
I feel like you're walking on a cloud.
Okay,
yeah.
But you know what I would like named after me? More than a shoe, more than an award, an airport.
Why an airport?
Oh.
Because I think that your name would be like in the vernacular
John
for
Ireland
everything.
International
Where are you flying
Blood.
Out of? I'm flying out of John Ireland. Like,
yeah,
like in
that's
Orange
true.
County, the airport's named after John Wayne.
Yes.
Knowing that you're such a Vanderpump Rules this, and
yeah.
I think you'd like to have a John Ireland reality show.
Yeah, John Ireland.
Well, why can't I have both?
John Ireland Restaurant?
Well, yeah. Once I get the reality show, I just do what Lisa Vanderpump did and open a bunch of, restaurants and then start another show with all the hot servers
exactly,
I would hire.
There
should be a Steve Mason service based on their looks.
There should be a Steve Mason cannabis strain.
Oh, there should be a Mason cannabis strain.
Yeah, that would be a
plant strain.
Mace plant.
Mace plant.
Oh, that's good.
So good.
Oh, man. Mace plant. Jorge, is a great idea.
I'm good at this stuff.
Hey, you growers, listen to me. The mace plant is a great cannabis strain.
Michael, I think the Lakers.
It's like the Camus.
What would be the logo? You face first or face down on your face?
You know what? That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. Although, I'll tell you what, that was a very hard foul from Corey McGetty. You saw him foul me, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. That was a flagrant.
You fell like 30 seconds later.
It was a flagrant, too.
That's right.
He was on a delay.
Yeah, it was a delay, really. Michael, I feel so good about the Lakers right now that I literally would pick them in the first round to beat anybody.
So why you want them to avoid Phoenix?
I don't care if they avoid Phoenix. What I want is LeBron and AD healthy at all costs. So if either one of them is even sore, I'd dump take the night off.
What if they get hurt Friday? What if they get hurt Sunday?
Well,
Friday,
then they had a day to rest.
Yeah, but John, again, this is one of those things where you come down to it. This is a way to guarantee yourself a playoff spot. What they've been looking for all year long. You think they're going to be?
I think they're in no matter what.
A playoff spot, not a play-in spot. A playoff spot.
I think if they have to go through the play-in, they'll win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just you don't want to play with that.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want to play because one game and. One off night.
That's right.
Look at Utah last night. They benched all their best guys. They almost won anyway.
Correct.
We could win without them.
That'd be a warning.
Yeah. Well, we could win without them.
You never take nothing for granted this time of year.
Well, let's see what happens. They're both listed as questionable. So I think they'll probably both warm up and see how they feel and go.
You can't, the games, playoff position, seeding on the line, you can't sit out. Come on, guys.
By the way,
playing basketball ain't that hard.
Did you see the video of the $100 I took from Michael on Saturday night?
No, what was it for?
What was it for?
So we stayed in this super fancy hotel.
Right.
And they have a restaurant around a pool.
Yeah. Oh,
okay?
Nice.
And I looked at Michael and I go, how much if I jump into that pool full.
You were fully dressed.
Fully clothed from dinner. We're walking back from dinner. We just eaten at Mastro's. He goes, if you don't take anything off, if you leave your dress shirt on, your shoes, you can take your phone and your wallet out. That's it. And you dive in, I'll give you $100. And so before he could take it back, I dove in the pool.
Wow.
And then the manager got mad.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
really?
He was like, the pool is closed.
Yeah, that guy.
And I'm like, yeah, he offered me $100 to jump in. Wouldn't you have done it?
Yeah.
And he goes, that's a good point. All right.
Yeah. He'll do most anything for $100.
I know, man. I found that out.
Except show up at our pickleball tournament.
Yeah.
That was to preserve my marriage.
Yes.
It was Lisa's birthday.
But Lisa's a pickleball fan. She understood that.
Yeah. Well, she would have played
if
it wasn't her birthday.
Big deal. You could do both.
Now, can I get into the fancy private club to play with Lisa?
100%.
I would love to do that. I'd love to play with Lisa.
Pick a time. She's there right now.
Really?
Yeah.
That pickleball slam was fun.
Was it good? I didn't see it.
McEnroe and Chang and Roddick Agassi and Roddick.
Yeah,
Lisa watched it. She said Roddick was the best one.
They were all good, but now they got to do it with the girls. The four girls, they should do it with is Serena, Venus, Steffi, and maybe Maria Sharapova.
Oh, yeah, that would get eyeballs.
Because Sharapova and Serena don't like each other.
Yeah. Nobody likes Sharapova. She's mean.
Good Sharapova story coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.